Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this fourth Sunday of Lent, Jesus uses a startling image for himself, that of the bronze serpent. It comes from the book of Numbers, when the Israelites were bitten by venomous serpents, and God told Moses to make a bronze serpent and set it up on a pole. Those who were bitten by a serpent could look up to the bronze serpent and be healed. The image of being lifted up represents the Lord's crucifixion. But in a broader way, it also represents the entire human life of Jesus. Which means that by sending his Son, the Father set up his divine light in a visible place. You may think that looking at something cannot do much, that if poison enters your system, you need an anti-venom. But seeing things can do a lot. We can be severely traumatized by seeing certain things. We can become addicted to images. So just like seeing certain things can be so harmful, so seeing the light that comes from Jesus is life-changing. Then Jesus says that God so loved the world that he gave us his Son. The coming of Christ to the world is the ultimate act of love from God. The Father sent his Son to rescue us, not to condemn us. But then you may wonder, if God is loving, why does he condemn some people? The reason is because God's love has to be freely accepted. God's friendship is something we can reject. Condemnation is not so much something that God imposes, but the situation of someone who rejects the offer of God's love. God goes out of his way to show how much he cares for each one of us. His intention is that everyone receive him, but he knows that some will not. Strangely, an act of love on God's part, his coming to us in Jesus, may be the occasion for the estrangement to become deeper in the case of those who reject him. And the reason that some don't receive the Son of God is because their works are evil, and they prefer darkness to light. When your soul is luminous, peaceful, sincere, you come to the light. When it is immersed in anger, pride, resentment, or envy, you may choose to reject the light. So, how has the influence of Christ been a light for you? How have you received his love? What are ways in which you can come to the light? Are there any situations in which you are tempted to reject the light?